With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Israel says a rocket strike at a soccer field has killed at least 11 children and teens in a small town in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. The Israeli military blames Hezbollah, but the group denies any role. Former President Donald Trump says his energy policy is well providing a key resource to Bitcoin.
We need a lot of electricity. You know, AI needs to be really dominant, and China can do it much easier. We have environmental impact statements to do, but we're going to do things that nobody thought were possible. You need tremendous amounts of electricity. You need double the electricity of the entire electricity that we have right now in the United States to dominate.
Mr. Trump was addressing a Bitcoin convention today or earlier yesterday in Nashville. A new era is coming for Mexico's powerful Sinaloa cartel in the wake of the capture by U.S. authorities Ismael Zambada, the last of the old Mexican drug traffickers. Experts believe his arrest will usher in a new wave of violence in Mexico, even as Zambada could potentially provide loads of information for American prosecutors. Zambada had excluded authorities for decades and had never set foot in prison. He was known for being an astute operator, skilled at corrupting officials, and having an ability to negotiate with everyone, including rivals. California's largest active wildfire is growing and threatening thousands of homes as firefighters scramble to meet the danger. The park's fire's intensity and rapid spread Friday had led to officials to make unwelcome comparisons to the Monstrance campfire, which burned out of control in nearby Paradise in 2018. That killed 85 people and torched 11,000 homes. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. As possible from the U.S. This is SRN News. We're helping with flood relief in Vietnam. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in the small East Asian nation where major flooding has crippled rural communities, flooding rice fields and destroying transportation. So far, Samaritan's Purse has distributed hundreds of bags of rice to families in the stricken regions. It makes a big difference. One local official says, quote, many families don't have to worry about their daily meals now, and soon they can start a new harvest season and stabilize their lives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana has agreed to delay implementing a requirement that the Ten Commandments be placed in all of the state's public school classrooms at least until November. The agreement was approved in a federal court that is considering a challenge to the order. Opponents say it violates constitutional language forbidding government establishment of religion. Backers say the Ten Commandments belong in the classrooms and are part of the historical foundation of the U.S. law. This is SRN News. Many Americans had wondered if this might happen, and it will. Former President Donald Trump intends to return to Butler, Pennsylvania for another campaign event.
The former president's rally on July 13th was cut short after an assassination attempt that left one attendee dead, two others injured, as well as the former president. It's unclear when or where the rally will take place. The FBI says former President Trump was, in fact, hit in the ear with a bullet, whether whole or fragmented into smaller pieces. This follows FBI Director Christopher Wray's testimony to Congress earlier this week, where he said it was not clear if a bullet or shrapnel had struck Trump's ear. In a post on Truth Social, the former president responded to the FBI statement by saying, I assume that's the best apology that we'll get from Director Wray, but it's fully accepted.
It's correspondent Tasha Stevens. You'll always find breaking news and analysis online and more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.